So I've been hearing it all around me lately. I don't like to sell to people, or I'm not comfortable pitching my services. So just for context, we were having this conversation about using webinars to create awareness, to educate and entertain your audience, and make authentic offers for those who are ready to work with you. And maybe you are coming to this conversation after having some bad experiences of feeling sold to, or maybe you're too focused on yourself in these situations and feel like you need to sell yourself to someone else. So you might have a hard time switching from teaching or coaching or consulting in some of these conversations to making an authentic offer. So my friend, Deb Boulanger here. This is the Life After Corporate podcast. And today we're talking about sales as the lifeblood of your business. It's something that every new coach or consultant needs to come to terms with and master if you are going to be successful. And it's a skill that you either will have to outsource if your company is going to grow, you have to master it, or my friend, maybe reconsider taking the leap, because sales is something that is the lifeblood of your business. You have to master if you're going to be successful. So today we're exploring why even the thought of selling might make you cringe, and how you are leaving valuable opportunities on the table because of how you're showing up in a sales conversation. So this is a juicy one, my friend, with content that I know will bring you new insights and ways of being in your business. So are you ready? Let's dive into sales strategies that won't make you cringe. Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. So at a recent retreat that I co-led with Joya Das, the former news anchor who now leads retreats for women and trains women entrepreneurs to be excellent speakers, we did an interview last year, and you can tune that in if you want to hear more of what not to do as a public speaker. And in late January, Joya and I led a retreat for our respective clients. And I remember having a conversation with one of my clients about how she freely shares her approach to diversity and inclusion initiatives in her consulting. And she likes to share a lot in her early conversations with potential clients. And most times what she's realized is that she walks away without the business, because after she shares her approach to these would-be clients, off they go and trying to implement these strategies on their own. And this is one of the things that happens to potential sales when you're too focused on your mission and not focused enough on your value. So whether you're a coach or consultant or other type of service provider without any formal sales training, your default mode will be to share what you know in order to establish your credibility. And you end up over coaching or over consulting or over teaching. And your potential clients walk away saying, thank you very much for that education, but they don't buy your services. And perhaps you do that because maybe you've had a bad experience with people trying to pitch you their services. And I know I'm not alone in being hooked by a social media ad or an email from a marketing guru I admire, only to find myself mired in a 90-minute sales pitch, waiting for the big reveal of the answer to the question that I was promised, only to find out that I have to enroll in a program and fork over some big bucks. So I get it. You don't like being sold to. But what's happening is that you're allowing this distaste for bad sales experiences to influence how you show up in a conversation with a potential buyer. And today I want to help you get clear on the difference between making an offer and pitching your services, and give you some mental resets to help you show up more authentically in the conversations you have and walk away with more clients excited to do business with you. Does that sound good? All right, let's dive in. So the first mistake you might be making when you're in a one-to-one conversation with a potential client is that you're looking at it as a sales opportunity. Like, what are you saying to me, Deb? Of course it's a sales opportunity. Well, that might be true, but in the initial stages, this is simply an exploration for you to get to know them, to see where they're feeling stuck in getting their goals met, and whether these are business goals, life goals, whatever is relevant to what you do. In your initial conversation, it's all about being curious. And I hope you can see that to reposition it in a way that I just did for you. And it's just a conversation and it's just about being curious, releases some of your tension and resistance about selling. So if that was true, would love to hear from you. Drop me a comment wherever you're listening to this broadcast from. And I hope you can see how that you've been making it all about you up until this point in time, about how well you'll be able to describe the benefits of what you offer, about how you're wondering if this person will buy your services or not. And it's possible, it's impossible to be fully present in a conversation with someone else if that talk track is going on in the background. So in this situation, there are two of you involved in this conversation. The part of you that's really present and the part of you that's judging yourself and judging the other person and worrying about the outcome of this conversation. So if you see yourself in that scenario, it's okay to laugh about it. It literally happens to everyone at some point in their sales skill development where you're in the conversation, but you're also watching yourself perform in the conversation and you're further ahead and not being fully present in the conversation because you're anticipating what you will offer, how you will present your offer, and you can't be in the moment with that person when that's going on. So there are two levels of sales. There's who you are being in the sales conversation and what you are doing to progress the sales process along. And they are two very different aspects to closing more sales that must be in alignment in order for a sales process to happen. So let me explain. First is who you are being. And most of all, you need to show up in a place of clean authenticity, not pretend authenticity, but a real clear sense of beingness, free of mental attachments to any particular outcome to this conversation, and also fully clear about who you are, the value that's available to people who are ready to work with you. In other words, the transformation that is available to the person on the other side of this table. So second, you need a process for how to hold space for the other person to make a decision for themselves, to come to the best step, next step for them to take. And as a business leader or as an individual, it does not make a difference what you're selling. Doesn't make a difference if you're selling to someone who's a business leader in a corporation or someone who's an individual who's going to make a decision on their own self-development. You are holding the space for the opportunity to identify what that person or company wants most, what's not working in the current situation, and the gap that needs to be filled in order for them to get to the other side. So in this process, you need to ask probing questions, not necessarily sticking to someone else's script, although a framework for the conversation is super helpful so that you don't miss any steps in the process. Your only purpose in this part of the conversation is to uncover the gaps. And it might sound like this. Why did you invest the time in meeting with me today? What is the biggest goal that you're looking to achieve? And what's going on now? And why do you think that is? And what will it be like for you on the other side of this? What's the upside to getting to a solution to this challenge? And what is the opportunity that's available to you that's on the table? And what happens if you don't do anything about it now? What's the downside? And what is the ultimate cost of doing nothing? So I hope you took notes on those. Those are the most powerful questions that you can answer in any discovery conversation. And being a good listener, you're here to pull together the patterns, to paint a picture for your potential new client and reflect that back to them. And if it feels right, and if this person or opportunity is truly ideal for you, then it's time to make an offer. And that's when your energy tends to shift. You lose the presence that you had in the conversation, and you might end up shifting from connecting to pitching and selling your value. Your body language might shift. The tone of your voice might change. You've lost alignment with your connection, and it shifts the energy in that conversation. So everyone you meet comes into a conversation with the expectation of being sold to, right? So if you're a coach or a consultant and you ask someone to book a call with you, they're expecting a sales pitch at some point in that conversation. And you can shift that by putting your prospect at ease by saying, this is just a conversation. And if we both feel there's a fit, we can talk about what working together could look like. Does that work for you? I'm a fan of full disclosure in these conversations, and I've invested too much time in my own experience and my own education for someone to book a call with me to pick my brain or kick the tires or get expertise on the cheap. Yes, those things have actually been said to me in messages from people who wanted to get my point of view on a business idea or situation. So please don't ever use those words with me, as they are sure not to get you a spot on my calendar. Instead, I want to be fully upfront with you. Let's explore where you are, where you want to be, and if I can help you get there. And that's it. What happens, and here's where it gets really sticky, is if the person you are speaking with is offer resistant. As much pain as they might be in, as much opportunity that might be in front of them, their own self-esteem or self-confidence might get in the way of them saying yes. And this is why you need to not let your own self-worth get in the way of making an offer. If we are in a situation where both parties are questioning their self-worth, neither one is going to be able to cinch a deal. Got it? Does this make sense? When someone is offer resistant, they say things like, I don't have the budget right now, or I don't think this is the right time. Can I take you up on this later? Or I have to get approval from my boss, or maybe I need to talk this over with my spouse, or I have to think about it. This is where you feel most uncomfortable, because it feels like rejection to you. But if you remember where we started this conversation, nothing in here is about you. It's all about them. So how can you stay present with them and explore what might happen if they don't have the time, if they don't have the money, or if the other decision maker in their life says no? How can you help them with their thinking about what the right next step is for them? And can you help them see that it's the pattern of thinking or these belief systems and the solution resistance is what's keeping them held back? Some call this overcoming objections. I call this piercing the veil of illusion. In these illusions, these conditioned ways of thinking or these conditioned beliefs that are getting in the way of you closing more sales. It's not about pitching your services. It's not about convincing people why you're qualified to help them. It's all about helping them get out of their own way so they can make a clear decision. That, my friend, is authentic selling. And nothing about this conversation is cringeworthy, but you need to earn the right to have the conversation in the first place. And that's why in the last two episodes, we've talked about connecting with your potential clients with great content, either in the talks you give, the articles you write, or how you show up to your audience in social media. You need to earn the right to have that conversation based on your unique point of view on their challenges and how you think about innovative solutions to their most pressing problems. And if you'd like a way to do that, to make authentic offers when you speak, I'm inviting you to join me for our signature program. It's called Standout Webinars. We get started in just a few days, and there may not be room in this cohort by the time this show airs, but if we do, you can see at standoutwebinars.com. It's here that I teach you the most important skills of learning to engage people with innovative ideas and invite them to take the next step with you in having a conversation about what it would be like to work together. It's 100% real. It's 100% engaging and designed to work 100% when you apply the concepts that we teach. And if you would like to get great in sales strategies that won't make you cringe, join us over in the Life After Corporate Facebook group and get access to new trainings and workshops that are totally free, including the 100K audit, where I will work with you in real time to find an additional 100K that you can close in the next 12 months in your business. My friend, it is more about how you are being in your business and less about what you're doing. So I hope this was educating and entertaining for you. Hello, Angela. It's great to see you. And I look forward to speaking with you again real soon. Take care. That's it for now. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.